So one day we shall study Sanskrit also, but in the meantime, we learn at least a few words in Sanskrit. We have a big program of 10 years, for which we are already booked. So, in 10 years we will do quite a lot, quite a lot. So we begin with these small letters, Nyaya, Sankhya, Upanishad, Vedanta, but they are very important words. Nyaya actually means justice. The word justice is very much connected with judgment. Justice is contained in judgment. When you make a judgment, there must be justice in it. That is to say, whatever you say must be true. A true judgment, judgment normally by its very nature should be true. When you make a judgment, it must be true. It is because sometimes people misuse judgment that there may be wrong judgments. But by its nature, judgment must be true. This flower is red. It's a judgment. This flower and redness, both are attributed to each other. So it is a judgment. So how to make true judgments? It's a long study. We had said at one time, logic is a study of the conditions in which thought is true, thought is valid. And logic is a study of those judgments which express true thoughts, valid thoughts. We had spoken of the law of identity and the law of contradiction and the law of excellent middle and law of sufficient reason. Even if you've forgotten, don't worry, we shall come back again to all these laws in a bigger way in due course. So I said, Nyaya basically means justice. Justice concerns itself with judgment. Judgment is concerned with logic. And logic itself is a wide subject in which you study conditions in which thought is valid and conditions in which the judgment which contains thought is expressed. And the study of this is a very vast study, and that study in India is called Nyaya. It's a very big school of thought. Long, long history of this tradition of Nyaya. Now, just as Nyaya is one of the systems of Indian philosophy, similarly, there are other five systems. Apart from Nyaya, there are five other systems of the same category. And one of these other five is called Sankhya. And the third among these three is called Vedanta. So at least now you know three schools of Indian thought, Indian philosophy, which are all derived from the Veda: Nyaya, Sankhya and Vedanta. There are three others, but I will not burden you with these three names because all these names become difficult when you do not know Sanskrit. So I will not burden your mind with so many nouns to be or names to be remembered. At present, I will deal only with these three because they are connected with the sentence which we are to understand. Nyaya, Sankhya, Vedanta. Sri Aurobindo here speaks of Vedantic solution. Now this Vedantic solution is best understood when you understand something of Nyaya and something of Sankhya. That is why I am taking you to these two words, Nyaya and Sankhya. Now both these theories of Nyaya and Sankhya pertain to the idea of the cause. You remember we are concerning ourselves with the question of explanation. And cause is a concept which is directly connected with explanation. You remember Sri Aurobindo says, evolution is merely a word. It only states the phenomenon without explaining it. So we were trying to understand the word explain. Therefore we went into the question of causal explanation and teleological explanation. And today we went into a greater depth by referring to Aristotle, who spoke of material cause, formal cause, efficient cause, and the final cause. Now on this very subject, Nyaya speaks of the same subject. Sankhya also speaks on the same subject. Vedanta also speaks on the same subject. So unless we have all this comprehensive idea, this sentence will not be understood properly. That is the reason why I am taking you into the excursion of Indian philosophy. The question is, when anything is produced, how will you explain why it is produced? How it is produced? Now, according to Sankhya, the effect is produced from the cause because effect was already present in the cause. It's a very simple statement. Effect is produced from the cause because the effect was already present in the cause. Nothing can be produced out of nothing. This is a negative way of stating it. Nothing can be produced out of nothing. If something is produced, it can't have been produced out of nothing. If life is produced out of matter, then life must be present in matter. The effect must be present in the cause. The this is the theory of Sankhya. If anybody asks a question, what is the cause, why it has come about, what is the effect, then you must give such an answer, if it is to be satisfying, which will show that effect was present in the cause. Why is it that you can't produce oil out of stone, but you can produce oil out of groundnut, out of the peanuts? Why? Because oil is present in the peanut. If it was not there, it could not have come out. It must be present, effect must be present in the cause. So if life comes out of the matter, then life must be present in matter. If it was not there, how could you have brought it out? If mind has come out of life, mind must be present in life, otherwise how could it come out? This is the theory of Sankhya. There is an opposite theory of Nyaya. Which says that effect is not present in the cause. It's just the opposite of the Sankhya theory. Effect is not in the cause. If it was present already, it would be manifest. It would be there already. If it is already there, it must be there already. If the threads of cotton are the cause of the cloth, then why don't we wear only the threads? Because the cloth is already present. If Sankhya theory were right, then we would all be wearing only threads and we would never make a cloth out of it. Because cloth is already present in the threads. This is the argument of the Nyaya. Now there are Sanskrit words used for these two theories, which you should write down so that in future you may have the chance to dwell upon this. We shall deal with this problem at length at one time. At present, I am only telling you what is immediately relevant. The theory of Sankhya is called Sat Karya Vada. In Sanskrit, the word Vada means theory. Karya means effect. And Sat means existent. So Sat Karya Vada means a theory according to which effect is existing in the cause. Therefore the Sankhya theory is called the theory of Sat Karya Vada. The Nyaya theory is called Asat Karya Vada. Asat Karyavadas, A-S-A-T, Asat Karya, K-A-R-Y-A, Asat Karyavada, V-A-D-A, Asat Karyavada. According to which, the effect does not exist in the cause. Now, Vedanta theory examines both these theories. And prefers Satkaryavada. After examining the two, it shows his agreement with Sankhya. But also goes one step farther. It says, effect is not only in the cause, but effect is basically, essentially, identical with the cause. Not only that effect is in the cause, but effect is essentially identical with the cause. And the difference between cause and effect is only form. Now this is the Vedantic theory.